This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, here in Las Vegas, and Dallas, and Minneapolis, and soon Chicago, and of course Connecticut and Long Island, and Oklahoma City, from coast to coast, sea to shining sea, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. It is 9/11/2019. Let us never forget what happened 18 years ago. 18 years ago, one of the great tragedies in the history of America, certainly the greatest tragedy in my lifetime, other than my own mother and father dying 28 days apart of cancer. That was my own personal tragedy, but I've never, other than my parents dying that close to each other, ever been so broken up as I was on that day. I still remember it. Doesn't everybody know exactly where they were at that moment when they found out about it? I was just getting dressed and about to head to the airport to fly out of Los Angeles, LAX, for Las Vegas. And my business partner at the time called me. He's now retired. He called me from the airport and said, "Don't come." And I said, "What do you mean, don't come?" He said, "You can't come. The flights are canceled. No flights are going out." And I said, "What do you mean no flights are going out?" He said, "Look at the TV. A plane has gone into the World Trade Center, and they're canceling flights. They think there's something going on." And I never got on a plane that day. And, of course, I flew to... I drove to Las Vegas that night. That night, I remember driving to Las Vegas with my business partner because we had to be here. My business was in Las Vegas. And we had to be here. We thought we had a TV show to shoot the next day. But, of course, that wound up getting canceled as well. But I was on my way just in case. And so we drove the 5 hours to Las Vegas on a long drive, listening to the radio in the car. I remember them saying on the radio, hundreds of firemen are dead. And I think it was like 50 policemen killed and like 300 firemen killed. And I remember them saying these statistics on the radio. And I kept looking at my partner going, this has to be a dream, right? A nightmare. We can't really be hearing this, right? There can't be 300 firemen dead, right? That's not possible. There can't be 50 policemen dead. It's not possible. I'll never forget that drive. And we got to Vegas and it was empty. There was nobody here. And for the next month, there was nobody here. For an entire month, there was no one in Vegas. For a week, there were no flights, by the way, so there couldn't be anyone in Vegas. And then when flights first went in the air again, I was one of the first guys in America on an airplane. I found out the first day it would open flights, and I got on a plane, and I was the only guy on a plane. How many people have that experience in their whole lifetime? Most people will never in their lifetime have that experience. I was on a big Southwest airline plane that must seat, you know, whatever they seat, 300 people, 275 people, I don't know, whatever they seat in a major Southwest jet. And I was the only one on the entire flight. I remember that experience. And then, you know, within like another week, I was on another flight and there were like 10 people on the flight. And within another week, there were 30 people on a flight. And then like 2 months later, everything was back to normal again and flights were full. But that just shows you the bravery of businessmen and entrepreneurs, by the way. And I'm not talking about me. I don't want to brag about me. Just everyone who's in business knows there's just no choice. If you're going to pay for your mortgage this month, you got to do business. You got to get back on a plane, no matter how scared you are. But the rest of America didn't do that. Nobody was willing to get on a plane a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. They were still empty a month later. Nobody was getting on airplanes. Everybody was afraid. And I was afraid, too. But I got on the plane. You know why? Because I got to do business. I've always said, look, policemen are great. Firemen are great. They're heroes. I love them. But another group is so underplayed in this country. The biggest heroes in America are policemen and firemen. But number two are businessmen and women. So put your money up. Put your money where your mouth is. Start a business. Risk your life savings. Sign merchant accounts where you could lose everything you've got. sign bank loans, get on airplanes after terrorist attacks. I remember another time, like a year later, I was told by really important people, do not go to New York this weekend. There's going to be another terror attack. The rambling, the banter, what's that word there? I think the banter from all the Islamic terror sites on the internet was deafening. They were coming to cause another terror attack in New York. Don't go this weekend, Wayne. Don't go. This was like 2003. Maybe 2004. And I called a bunch of my police friends, and they all said the same thing. Don't come to New York, man. Something bad's going down. We've told our families not to come into the town. But I had a huge business meeting about taking a company public. It was the difference between surviving and not surviving. I had to go to that meeting. So despite all those important people and law enforcement people telling me not to go to New York, I got in an airplane from Vegas, and I flew to New York and spent the weekend there, even though I thought from very smart people there was a good chance there'd be a terror attack. There never was. That's what you're willing to do when you're in the business of making money and you own a business and you have no choice. So I think businessmen are heroes. They are heroes. Maybe not quite at the level of policemen and firemen, but there's almost nothing a businessman won't run into. Firemen and policemen run towards fire and towards bullets and business people. You know what we do? We run towards business bankruptcy. We run towards financial risk of massive proportions on a daily basis. So there were a lot of heroes in 9/11. Most of them were firemen and policemen, not businessmen. But having said that, I just wanted to make the account of what I went through several times when it comes to being worried about terrorism. You just don't care about it because you have no choice. You got a $1 million business on the line, and it's going to go under next week. And if you don't go to a meeting, you're going to go to the meeting. That's bravery, too. The thing that burns me, the thing that breaks me up the most about 9/11, though, is when I see the kids whose parents they never, ever, ever saw. And then, of course, secondary would be the kids who were like 5 at the time or 10 at the time, and they never, ever, ever saw their father or mother again. But even the worst one to me is the ones who were born right during or right after 9/11 or within 9 months of 9/11 and never in their lives ever met their father. Occasionally it's a mother, but mostly it's fathers who died on 9/11. If you look at all those terrible, terrible things, I'd say it's probably 70-80% men and 20% women in that building that died that day. I'd like to see the numbers, actually. But I always see people, and it's their father they never saw again. Maybe because I saw a lot of kids whose fathers were firemen and policemen. I think almost every fireman that died that day was a male fireman, and almost every cop that died was a male cop. So there's just a lot of fathers who never came home. Can you imagine never seeing your father again? Can you imagine never meeting your father in the first place because he died before you were born in 9/11? Wow. When I see things like that, it really breaks me up. There's just nothing worse than that. That's just beyond belief. Those two are very close to a tie. You never saw your father in your whole life, or you saw your father and you just can't believe he's never coming home. You just can't believe you watched on TV buildings going down and your dad or your mom was in those buildings. Just an incredible thing. Any parent would be, any child would be destroyed for life over any parent dying like that. But a policeman or fireman parent, that's even worse. Because they risk their lives running into a building knowing they need to save you, and they don't even know you. They don't even know you. In any case, just a sad day that we should never forget, and I hope we learn some lessons from it. Some people never learn a lesson. The New York Times says airplanes killed thousands on 9/11. It forgets to mention Islamic extremists and Islamic terrorists. Can you believe that? Is that even possible? 18 years ago today, people didn't die by chance. They didn't die in a tragedy. They didn't die from airplanes. They died from an Islamic terror attack. Islamic terrorists attacked America, and they killed 2,996 people and wounded more than 6,000 others. But the New York Times says it was airplanes that killed those people. The New York Times actually put out the following tweet. 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim at the World Trade Center and brought them down. Is that weird? Is that weird? Is that like some airplanes did some things, like Ilhan Omar? God. Here's someone who sent out a tweet. I agree with them. I'm surprised the New York Times didn't go even further and blame the large amounts of fossil fuel the jets were carrying. Perhaps the New York Times thinks this could represent their first nuanced step in moving to electric planes that wouldn't have inflicted as much damage. Whew. Fossil fuel planes, terrorists. How could the Times send out a post on Twitter that didn't mention Islamic terrorists? It's just unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. New York Times, disgraceful, disgusting. And this is how liberals think. And then you've got the victim's son who shamed Ilhan Omar today. Ilhan Omar slammed on 9/11 by victim's son after some people did something, quote, Nicholas Haros Jr. wants Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and the squad to know exactly who those some people are that perpetrated the something that took the life of his mom. There's a woman that died, his mom, and nearly 3,000 other people 18 years ago. The New Jersey resident who lost his mother, Frances, in the 9/11 terror attacks ripped the Minnesota congresswoman on Wednesday during a reading of victims' names at Ground Zero after Omar's infamous remarks earlier in the year, which she described the most horrific attack to ever occur on the American homeland, simply as, some people did something. That was her quote. Some people did something. It wasn't Islamic people doing something. It wasn't Islamic terrorists doing something. And it wasn't that they did something. It's that they committed a terror attack against America that was right up there to Pearl Harbor. So this guy, Nicholas Haro said, today I'm here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. He sported a shirt with Omar's words and was met with some applause from the crowd of families and relatives. Madame, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people. Actually, it's under 3,000 people in 2,996. And caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? Haros Jr. spoke. He was standing just steps away from the site of the World Trade Center's South Tower, where his 76-year-old mother, Frances, walked into work one pleasant Tuesday morning and never returned home. But as to whom, I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. Our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles was attacked. That's what some people did, Haros concluded. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, patriot, love America, love America, love America. America always first. Second, third, forever. Capitalist evangelists love capitalism. That's why I love America. American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot on radio. Great taste. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, also great taste. First guy to decide, let's put Wainwright National Syndication. The reason I'm in more than Vegas, the reason I'm in Reno and Dallas and Minneapolis and Chicago in a matter of days, and the entire Connecticut and Long Island, et cetera, is because of Fred Weinberg. Thank you, Fred. That's what this show is dedicated to, Ed and Fred, the Ed and Fred Show. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your calls about 9-11, 833-WAR-TALK. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. So on the anniversary of 9-11, CNN says right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. First, the New York Times made a giant faux pas. What a horrible mistake to say those buildings were brought down by airplanes. No, they weren't. They were brought down by Islamic terrorist crazy people, the enemies of America. And now CNN, on the anniversary of 9-11, says right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. On the anniversary of 9-11, Islamic terrorists hijacked airplanes, flew them into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania, killing nearly 3,000 Americans CNN spends their time attacking right-wingers. At CNN, they were spewing anti-American propaganda. The Chyron read, America's 9/11 amnesia, the striking similarities between the KKK and Islamic jihadists. Well, see, first of all, KKK is not right-wingers, so I'm not sure who made that correlation. Was it CNN, or is it a person who's writing this article that's trying to put together, you know, the idea that CNN called KKK right-wingers? There is nothing in common between KKK and Nazis and right-wingers. We have nothing in common. I'm a Republican who wants lower taxes and less regulations and build a wall so only people who get in America are those you're supposed to get in America. There isn't anything I believe in that agrees with the KKK and the Nazis. Never anything so stupid in my life. But if CNN's the one making that presumption, that's horrible. That's awful. But I don't know if it is. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe just the writer who's trying to make it sound like that. But either way, CNN's making the correlation between KKK and Islamic extremists. And we know there's millions of Islamic extremists in the world. There's a billion Muslims, and every expert estimates 20% at least are radicalized. So that means 800 million might be nice people, but 200 million want to kill us, want to kill every Jew in the world, want to destroy Israel, kill every Israeli, and kill every American, and kill every Christian. 200 million. Last I checked, in a nation of 330 million people, there might be like 12 toothless losers wearing white KKK caps in these marches. There's like 12 of them every time. There aren't a lot of KKK people left in America. Sorry to disappoint liberals in the New York Times and the Democratic Party. On the anniversary of 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump bombs the crap out of ISIS on Tigris River Island. I mentioned this yesterday. The U.S. dropped 40 tons of laser-guided bombs on an ISIS stronghold. Wouldn't you like to be a bird? Or just a fly on the wall watching that one. Oh, would that be fun? Massive explosions lit up the island of Qantas, which some are calling ISIS Island, on the Tigris River. U.S. military used Air Force F-15s and the new F-35s to carry out the bombing. I guess Trump would put it a different way. We bombed the SH out of him, and I think it's great. Happy anniversary. And then the important thing is, did we learn a lesson? The loophole used by 9/11 hijackers stays open with 6 million visa overstays in the United States. 6 million visa overstays in the United States. 6 million, at least, illegal aliens who arrived in the U.S. the same way that 7 of the 9/11 Islamic terrorist hijackers came, and they're still here by overstaying a visa. All 19 9/11 terrorists arrived in the U.S. legally, with 16 obtaining tourist visas, 3 others obtaining student visas. In total, 7 of the 19 overstayed their visas at some point, either before the 9/11 attacks or at the time of the attacks, and were supposed to be deported. 18 years later, there's around 6 million foreign nationals living in the U.S. who should have been deported after their visas expired. Wow, is that scary. No one's doing a thing about that. Let's hope President Trump's staying up late thinking of ways to deal with this, folks. There's 6 million people in this country who have no right to be in this country, just like the 9/11 terrorists. Where's the lesson learned from 9/11? We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kansas health officials say a mysterious vaping-related lung disease has claimed its 6th victim And President Trump at the White House says enough is enough.
A lot of people think vaping is wonderful, it's great. It's really not wonderful. That's one thing I think we can say definitely, Commissioner. It's not a wonderful thing. It's got big problems. We have to find out the extent of the problem. It's so new. It's so new.
The CDC is looking into more than 450 cases of vaping-related illnesses across more than 30 states. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking on the 18th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Today, may the memory of the nearly 3,000 victims who lost their lives on this day in 2001 serve as a lasting reminder of what's at stake in the fight against terrorism.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show sponsored by Real Water. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this show free. Thank you, Brett and Amy. Brett and Amy Jones are listeners of this show. They're business owners, the big Trump supporters, and they are the owners, the founders of Real Water. And I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. I bet Brent if I promoted his Real Water, my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, not just any try, that you would go specifically to Sprouts Markets and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. This just in, we've got a guest waiting. We'll get to Josh Manning of Western Journal in 1 second. But the Supreme Court, it allows the Trump asylum restrictions to take effect. Glory, hallelujah. They issued an order late today blocking a nationwide injunction from the Ninth Circuit Court, liberal commie judge, that prevented the Trump administration from enforcing a ban on asylum for anyone trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border by transiting through a third country. The decision, a big win for the Trump administration, which can now enforce its ban. Enforce its ban. Thank God. Once in a while, the Supreme Court goes our way. I love it. And on 9/11, Donald Trump warns radical Islamic terrorists not to return to America. I could picture Trump saying, or I'll bomb the you-know-what out of you. Josh Manning's here, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
First time you've been back on the show, I think, since, because last time you were on the show, if memory serves me, you and I were discussing the fact that I had been the focus of every newspaper and every TV and every media, every liberal mainstream media in America, and they were all calling me names because I said Trump was the king of the Jews and the greatest president in the history of Israel and the Jewish people, and I became the subject of the news, and I got called a conspiracy theorist, and no sooner that happened, I open up the New York Times, and there's this giant article about your company and the WesternJournal.com about your conspiracy theorists, and where, you know, I'm surprised they didn't mention me in the article. The two of us together are just terrible conspiracy theorists for asking questions and writing stories that the average person wants to hear. We're bad people, right?
Wayne, I don't know about you. It seems like they're maybe targeting us.
Maybe. Maybe just a little bit.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
but guess what? It's good.
It looks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It must be the New York Times being liberal.
And it's good. If they're targeting you and me, it means that we are feared by them and we are making a difference and we're reaching millions of people and we're feeding them with common sense and they're waking up. So consider it a badge of honor, my friend. A badge of honor. Good job.
That's exactly where we are. My favorite part about that whole thing, Wayne, not the part with you, the part with the Western Journal. My favorite part was that Howard Dean tweeted out that story later calling us pure evil. He said these people are pure evil. And Wayne, I'm still trying to find somebody who can fit that on a business card for me. But I think the idea that Howard Dean has called me pure evil, I mean, I will wear that as a badge of honor for a long time.
Well, you know, I've always had fancy business cards, always. I usually have fold over four side business cards. And I would put on one side, I would put Western Journal, they are pure evil, Howard Dean. I'm telling you, I would put the quote on there at all times. It's great. That out to everybody in the world and brag about it, because I think the Democrats are pure evil, so that's where we've got, that's where we are in this world. We think they're pure evil, they think we're pure evil, they think we're conspiracy theorists, I think they're conspiracy theorists. Remember that they're charging you with being a conspiracy theorist, and me, the people charging it, spent the last 2.5 years talking about Russian collusion that never existed, and Donald Trump's taxes that were never a problem, and I could name you 50 other things. I mean, it's an absolute travesty, it really is. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. The PP tape. Remember the PP tape? Remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
Yeah, those never existed. Remember Omarosa's tape she was going to release? Oh, yeah. They're going to be so damning to Trump. Well, where's Omarosa and her tape? Oh, on and on and on and on. I mean, if the definition of a conspiracy theorist is someone who says outlandish stuff that never comes true,
Democrats,
then yeah, and the New York Times and the absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it is. The mainstream media is nothing but conspiracy theorists.
Well, you know, look, I talk about lots of things. They don't mention I'm on the radio 3 hours a day, and I'm asked 1,000 questions by my listeners, and I discuss anything and everything, and I tweet out my instant thoughts on things. And guess what? A couple years later, it may look silly. And a couple years later, you may be wrong. I could think of like 4 times in my life where I was wrong and hundreds where I was right. But they find the 4 where you're wrong. They put them up on the screen, and they call you crazy and a conspiracy theorist. And oh, by the way, at least 90% of the time, I'm right in my guesses and predictions. They're wrong, as Josh just pointed out, close to 100% of the time. Ask Harry Reid what his success rate is with Mitt Romney's taxes, right? It's a joke. It really is.
Yeah, you know what the sick thing about that is? This deal where they go back and they troll your timeline looking for things you've said that are inappropriate or that they can attack. The really sick thing about it, I get it when they do it to you, Wayne. I get it when they do it to me. The sick thing about it is now, if you're successful at all, if you make some great contribution to athletics, if you come up with a really cool invention, if you build a business that employs a bunch of middle class people, they're still going to go back and they're going to see if they can find where you've been politically incorrect, where you've been offensive, where you have transgressed their little code of laws, said things you can't say. They're going to go back and try to ruin you. And they do it only because you're successful. They don't do it to people who flunk out. They don't do it to people who don't employ people. They don't do it to people who are unsuccessful. They pick people who employ others, who do great things, who push the envelope, and they're the ones they try to destroy. It's sick.
And who are conservative, of course. They don't do it to liberals. I mean, I'm sure, I'm guessing here, but I'm sure Antonio Brown, the former wide receiver of the Raiders, now wide receiver of the New England Patriots, I'm sure he's a Democrat, and they've never said a word about him. The mainstream media has completely ignored the story that he was a cancer to the Oakland Raiders, as I predicted. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I said, dumbest signing of all time. He's a cancer for every team, and he did it again. And then New England was dumb enough to pick him up, and everyone said, brilliant, brilliant, he'll make their team, they're guaranteed to be in the Super Bowl. And then the next day he gets charged with rape. And when I don't know if you've seen the text of the girl who's charging with rape, he was dumb enough to send texts in writing to her that are so disgusting that it makes you think he absolutely did rape her. But the one of the worst parts about it, obviously rape is the worst part. Did you happen to read the text?
I haven't seen him.
Okay. So I saw the exact text sent by Antonio Brown, the wide receiver of the New England Patriots, former wide receiver of the Raiders, former wide receiver of the Pittsburgh Steelers, troublemaker, basically a cancer everywhere he goes, ruins every team's locker room attitude. And in the text, it's clear he can't speak English and he can't write in English.
Mm.
And he graduated college. This is what's wrong with America. He's a hero. Little kids want his autograph. Everybody loves him because he makes $20 million a year and he catches footballs. He cannot speak English. He cannot write English. He's an idiot. There's no other way to describe what I read in this text. He's a complete illiterate moron. And he graduated college, and he's everyone's hero, and he gets paid $20 million a year in America. Good luck to the New England Patriots. Nice decision, Bill Belichick. You're a dummy, too. I didn't realize how dumb you were. Anyway, I always thought he was good because he's a Trump supporter, but you know, I think the philosophy in the NFL is I don't care if you murder people, I don't care if you rape people, I only get paid if you win for me. So I want to win, so I'll take the best guy, even if he's a rapist, a murderer, and a troublemaker. What the hell, he'll catch 10 touchdowns for me. That's the philosophy in the NFL, Josh, and there's nothing I can do about it. Bill Belichick knows that's why he makes $5 million a year, because he wins Super Bowls, and he'll win with anybody, and then he'll drop you next year and get a new guy who's a thug, who's a troublemaker, who will win for 1 year, and he keeps getting paid $5 million a year by keeping on bringing in those bad guys. What can I tell you? That's the philosophy of the NFL. Sad. Very sad.
I think it's even worse in college sports because what they do, these colleges bring these kids in, and they pay them, basically, they compensate them for playing in some of their most they're at the top of their game. They're not necessarily at the top of their game, but physically they are in fantastic shape, and they risk injury. And the way these colleges do is they bring them in, they pay them a pittance in terms of a scholarship for an education that doesn't do anything so much of the time. Like you're saying, this guy can barely read or write. This guy can barely write. I don't know if he can read or not. The colleges make millions of dollars off of them. The coaches make millions of dollars. They give these kids the equivalent of, $20,000, $25,000 a year in compensation in the form of education, and they act like that's fair. I mean, that's so exploitive to the kids. And look, if the kids want to make the deal, then they make the deal. It's a stupid deal, and their parents shouldn't be making it. They're making it all day long, and the colleges are using and abusing them. I get what you're saying about the NFL. Totally get it. I think you're right. But I think what these colleges and universities do to student athletes is criminal. And I don't think I'm in the majority on that.
But we're not in the majority. We're not in the majority, but you and I are on the same side, believe it or not. It belies this image Democrats have of us as racist, by the way, because most of the athletes you're talking about are black, and I believe they should be paid. I'm with you. I think it's an absolute disgrace that they make hundreds of millions on an athlete catching, 15 touchdown passes this year, and the guy can't afford a plane ticket to go back and see his mom at Christmas time. I think it's a disgrace. But I guess I'm not just a conservative. I'm a capitalist, and I think you got to pay these players, even if it's not, a fortune, but you got to pay them $1,000 a month. Yes, agreed. We're on the same team on this one. Gotta pay college athletes. I don't care what the color of the skin is. I don't care about anything. I just want to see a performance should always be rewarded in a capitalist society. That's what I think. Josh, we'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com. I want to get to the 9/11 stories, and there are some good ones coming up next. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. Central banks of the world on a record buying spree. China on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Prices up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move in gold and silver. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. It doesn't cost you a dime to call. It's toll-free, and you get a free special report. So why would anybody not do it? I have no idea. You need to know how to capitalize on gold. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. All right, we've got Josh Manning here. He is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. The New York Times hates them very, very much and tried to slander them and libel them and destroy them and wipe them off the face of the earth. And I'm sure just like all those liberal media did for me, it was the best thing that ever happened to you because it put millions of new eyeballs on WesternJournal.com, right?
That is right. We love that kind of attention. I mean, all they're doing is confirming exactly what we've said about them, that they're biased and that they're liars and that they have an agenda.
It's funny. That is funny. Same thing Chris Cuomo did for me. Same thing Rachel Maddow did for me. Same thing Don Lemon did for me. Same thing Morning Joe did for me. Just amazing. But it was weird seeing Morning Joe open up with a liberal reporter standing on in front of the White House in Washington talking about Wayne Root and Donald Trump's tweet. It was strange. All right. let's talk about 9/11. That's a terrible thing and one that always brings tears to my eyes. Everybody remembers where they were. By the way, where were you when you first found out about 9/11? Where was Josh Manning?
I was, I was taking a gap year between high school and college, actually, and I remember I was at my home. I was sleeping in. My mom woke me up that, man, history is being made. Something terrible is happening. I got up, and a little bit after I got up, the second tower was hit. and then the Pentagon. And,
terrible stuff.
You know, yeah. And from then on, you know, the first part of my education was in pre-9/11 world, and the second part was in post-9/11 world. It's amazing how fast things change. You know, the 90s were great. You know, the Soviet Union was gone. We had this big old peace surplus, and, you know, it was supposed to be the end of history. You remember that. And then it turns out human nature is just as bad without the Soviet Union as it is with it. And, you know, America had to lead the world again, and that's what we're still doing.
And I'm going to get right back to 9/11 with a topic that was near and dear to the front headlines at your Western Journal. But I want to mention something real quick that I haven't even mentioned the whole first hour of my show, because 9/11 kind of eclipsed it. But it's just so sad, because I was having this conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka on his show yesterday. He asked me to predict what was going to happen last night in North Carolina with that special election for Congress in CD9 in North Carolina. And I said to him, well, all I could tell you is if the Republican Dan Bishop wins, it'll be forgotten tomorrow. No one will ever mention it again. If the Democrat wins, they'll call it the single biggest barometer.
Bingo.
And sure enough, the Republican won, and it's never been mentioned. And even I somehow forgot it in the first hour because 9/11 eclipsed everything else. But it's just so sick that Democrats have been saying for weeks, it's a bellwether, it's a barometer. If the Democrat wins, Trump's in big trouble. The Republican won, and everybody's quiet. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know, the dirty part about this, they're not talking about any of it, but they're really not talking about this part of it, is that entire election was tinged because of issues on the Republican side, potential impropriety there, and a Republican candidate who may, I don't know for certain, he may have been doing the wrong thing. If anything we're going to help the Democrats, it's that. If anything we're going to help them take this seat, it's that. Yet they still couldn't convert. And it's one thing to sit out there and say that Trump won the seat. I think it's another that they need to acknowledge that it's not necessarily so much that Trump's winning it as the Democrats can't convert.
Right.
They can't score a point.
Well, by the way, I didn't know that Dan Bishop, the Republican candidate in that CD9 in North Carolina, was 17 points down 3 weeks ago. So
why are we even listening? And I catch myself doing it too. I'm sitting there looking at petitions, putting the story together today on polls, and I sit there and think, why am I looking at a poll? They're pointless.
Right.
They had 2016 completely wrong, backwards, upside down. Nate Silver was the closest one, and he only gave Trump a 1-in-4 chance at best. It is such a joke.
Yeah, well, Wayne Root said from the beginning Trump wins the election, so that was a pretty good pick. But he was 17 down, Dan Bishop. And I don't know if this is an indictment of polls. I'm not a believer in polls, but I don't think it was an indictment of polls, Josh Manning, as much as it was a pro-Trump thing. If Trump doesn't come and do a massive rally on Monday night before the Tuesday election, Dan Bishop does not win by a lousy 4,000 votes. Dan Bishop loses by 4 or 5 or 10,000 votes. Donald Trump dragged him to the finish line with his bare hands. That's the power of Trump. And any Republican who wants to run against him is an idiot. Any Republican who doesn't want him to be the nominee is an idiot. Anyone who doesn't understand how good this guy is an idiot. Donald Trump is the Republican Party today. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Go check out the headlines. Thanks for coming on the show, Josh.
Anytime, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey.